T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
While schools are closed for the coronavirus, who's feeding the livestock at Philadelphia's Agricultural High School in Roxborough? KYW's Mike DiNardo found out.
At Saul High School, the classrooms are empty, but the barns are full.
We've got a livestock center full of ewes and now baby lambs because lambing season just happened.
Agriculture is a round-the-clock effort, says Saul Principal Alexa Dunn. And even though schools are closed until further notice, the sheep and cows and horses still need care. Without students on campus, Dunn says a dozen Saul teachers are taking turns doing the feeding.
We put together a schedule of a staff rotation to perform animal and plant care 7 days a week.
Dunn says staffers also take turns monitoring the webcams called PhillyCam and YouTube, that's EWE-tube, to keep an eye on the animals between feedings. Dunn says when it comes to academics, her teachers and students plan to connect online using apps such as Google Hangouts through district-issued Chromebooks until the students and animals can be together again, whenever that is. Mike DiNardo, KYW News Radio.